This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Nepal's Foreign Affairs Ministry clarifies birth of Gautam Buddha not a subject of debate. Health Ministry reports 380 new cases of coronavirus in Nepal. Nepal Communist Party lawmakers commit not to involve in any dispute which is against party unity. And global coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Spokesperson at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has commented on the recent statement made by the External Affairs Minister of India on Gautam Buddha. A statement released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs clarifies it is a well-established and undeniable fact proven by historical and archaeological evidences that Gautam Buddha was born in Lumbini, Nepal. Lumbini, the birthplace of Buddha, is one of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The statement also recalls the Nepal visit of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2014, reminding that Modi himself, while addressing Nepal's legislature parliament, had said Nepal was the country where apostle of peace in the world, Buddha, was born. The statement further adds, it is true that Buddhism spread from Nepal to other parts of the world in the subsequent period. The matter remains beyond doubt and controversy and cannot be a subject of debate. The Foreign Affairs Ministry states that the entire international community is aware of Gautam Buddha's birth. Meantime, Ministry of External Affairs of India via a statement has accepted there is no doubt that Nepal is the birthplace of Gautam Buddha. The Indian Ministry made the statement soon after Nepal reacted on the remark made by the Indian External Affairs Minister yesterday on Gautam Buddha. Meanwhile, ruling Nepal Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has objected to the remarks made by External Affairs Minister of India S. Jaishankar on birthplace of Gautam Buddha. In a Twitter status yesterday, the former Prime Minister expressed the concerns, saying that such baseless remarks on sensitive issues worsen the bilateral ties. Leader Nepal also urged the government of Nepal to hold formal talks with Indian sides regarding this issue. A study has found that the health protocol issued by the government of Nepal in Kathmandu Valley to contain coronavirus infection has been desperately defied. The study carried out by the Nepal Health Research Council at various 23 public places in the Kathmandu Valley has found that the health protocol has been largely disobeyed by the people. Secretary of the Council, Dr. Pradeep Gyawali, informed that during inspections at various vegetable markets, shopping malls, bank, government and non-government hospitals, public vehicles, hotels and among other places, 27.1% people were found without masks. Likewise, Dr. Gyawali further informed physical distancing rule in the public vehicles was maintained by 31.25% only. He added shop and sanitizer were found managed at 60% of the public places. Meantime, Ministry of Health and Population has informed that 40 people had returned home across Nepal yesterday after recovery from the coronavirus. With this, total number of people who defeated the virus has reached 16,353. The ministry further informed 380 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Nepal. The total number of active cases has jumped to 6,544. The total death toll from the virus infection in Nepal reached 75, with two new deaths reported yesterday. The ministry informed that a 62-year-old man from Pokhara Metropolis 19 of Kaski and a 20-year-old woman from Birganj Metropolis of Parsa died from the coronavirus. 61 lawmakers of the ruling Nepal Communist Party have vowed not to take side of any dispute which is against party's welfare and party unification. In a press conference held by the lawmakers in the Secretariat of the Federal Parliament yesterday, they expressed their commitment not to take side of any faction to protect the party unification. The District Administration Office Baki has sealed off Nepalganj city amid the ongoing prohibitory order put in place to prevent further spread of coronavirus infection. Chief District Office Baki said the Nepali army would maintain surveillance in the sealed area. Meanwhile, the maternity ward of Veri Hospital in Baki district has been sealed off after an expecting mother tested positive for COVID-19. Veri Hospital's medical superintendent Dr. Prakash Thapa confirmed about the COVID-19 report of the mother. Meantime, 30 police personnel were tested positive for the coronavirus in Baki district yesterday. The PCR test carried at Veri Hospital, Nepalganj, detected coronavirus in 30 police personnel, including 29 from Nepalganj Ward Police Office. Likewise, Global IME Bank at Lahan of Siraha has been sealed off after an employee was tested positive for coronavirus. All the employees at the bank have been kept in quarantine. The bank employee of 30-year-old from Mahottari district was found positive for the COVID-19. Similarly, the District Administration Office Saptari has extended a prohibitory order in the district for a week until August 18 at 11 p.m. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected four presidents of National Assembly's four committees. The four thematic committees under the National Assembly got their presidents after they were elected unanimously in a meeting of the related committees on 7th August. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC, has decided to extend the numbers of isolation centers and quarantine facilities by considering the rising threat of coronavirus pandemic of late. Secretary Mahendra Prasad Guragai at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers said the CCMC meeting yesterday decided to increase the isolation wards and quarantine facilities across the country. The center also concluded that the pandemic threat was on the rise as public were not abiding by the safety measures and protocols decided by the government. Indian Army has gifted 10 ICU ventilators to Nepali Army in order to support its efforts to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Vinay Mohan Quatra, presented the ventilators to Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa in a ceremony held at Nepali Army headquarters yesterday. The ventilators were designed for a broad range of applications to include advanced invasive or non-invasive respiratory support. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Gunmen have attacked a group of aid workers in Niger, killing 6 French citizens, their local guide and driver. Officials said the gunmen arrived on motorcycles and opened fire. The French presidency confirmed the deaths of the French citizens. The French nationals worked for an international aid group. Earlier, officials had described them as tourists. It is not yet clear who was behind the attack, but jihadist groups have become increasingly active in Niger. The French government advises against travel to large parts of Niger. International donors have placed €250 million in aid for Lebanon 5 days after the explosion which devastated a swath of Beirut, but an online donor summit arranged by France called at the same time for reforms to be made. The blast at a warehouse holding over 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate has focused local outrage on perceived government corruption and incompetence. Clashes have broken out for a second day running in Beirut. Young people calling for the government to quit threw projectiles at police and shops in central Beirut, and protesters attempted to storm barricades barring access to the parliament building. As per the statement issued in the summit, 15 government leaders at the donor summit spearheaded by French President Emmanuel Macron promised major resources. The global coronavirus cases have surpassed 20 million. As per the data updated by the data analyst Worldometer, more than 733 people have already died from the virus infection, whereas more than 12 million people have already been recovered. There are still over 6 million active cases of coronavirus globally, of which 99% cases have mild infection and 1% in serious and critical condition. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province 1, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again, Nepal's Foreign Affairs Ministry clarifies birth of Gautam Buddha not a subject of debate. Health Ministry reports 380 new cases of coronavirus in Nepal. Nepal Communist Party lawmakers commits not to involve in any dispute which is against party unity. And global coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.